rules. We don't need no stinking rules.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
U-C-R.
One?
U-C-R.
Go.
We say it what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
It's the takeover. Welcome to Uncensored Radio. This is Christian along with my friend Topher. We have taken over the normal time slot here at 9 p.m. That's right. It's no rules, just mics. Normally Tuesdays at 8 o'clock or a couple days later, an hour later, we're taking over tonight. Topher, how are you doing? Are you excited to try the new time slot?
I am having a great time. I feel like, you know, the cats are away and the mice are going to play. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you were letting me know just a moment ago, but I'll let you pass word along. So everybody knows, where are their favorite people they normally hear at this time?
That's right. Your guiltiest pleasure, your uncensored radio crew are at Lexicon right now, and they have graciously asked if No Rules Just Mics would mind filling in a slot, and we jumped at the chance to do it because we just love doing our radio shows so much. If we could do it twice a week, every week, that would be great, but we'll take the occasional twice a week when we can. So that's where they are. They're at Lexicon out in Kentucky. They'll be there all week, and I'm guaranteeing you're going to have an awesome show on Monday when they get back. You're going to hear all the juicy details. Don't forget to tune in. Christian,
and
how
also,
are you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. And before we get into me, because no one really cares about me, don't forget there's an awesome show coming up after us, Ask Mama. An actual real live mom will be on the air answering questions. And it is Karen's mom, correct?
That is correct. It is Karen Ashley's mom who will be answering your question. Go ahead.
I was going to fill in real quick and say also after that at 11, don't miss AMC Press with some of our buddies, including the wonderful Toku, who is doing our screening tonight. So be sure to call in at our call-in line, 323-417-6705, if you want to speak on the air at any point. Also, in the chat room, feel free to, you know, let us know what your thoughts are, and we'll try to get to them on the air as much as we can, because this show is all about the feedback and interaction, and we want to know what everybody else thinks. For those of you who are new to us, as I mentioned before, Topher is with me, and I am Christian, part of No Rules Just Mike. You can get us at No Rules Just Mike on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. And we have some other contact information that we'll tell you about later, like our email and stuff. Hopefully you'll like our show and get in contact with us. Although there are new rules, we highly recommend that you have a drink with us while you're doing this show. Have a little fun, relax, and we also request, again, no rules, we just request that our listeners are in various straight states of undress. It's just, we like it that way.
Well, yes.
But anyway, I am doing well. I'm excited to be here. Topher, how are you? How have the last couple of days been for you?
The last couple of days have been they've been good. I really feel excited about doing this show. I know I posted normally we do kind of like our weekend roundup where we kind of talk about our weekend, but we really haven't had a weekend yet. We had a day. So, you know, I came up with a thought. You know, because at my job, we do some cosmetic surgery, and that begs a question. You know, what would you ever go under the cosmetic knife? Would that be something that you would do? I know that I personally wouldn't, but I want to know how everybody else feels. So, cosmetic surgery, would you have it done or support someone who does?
Well, for me personally, no, I have no desires to have plastic surgery at this point in time in my life. Now, who knows what the future will bring. Hopefully nothing horrible where I'm going to require it due to injury or something. So knock on wood for that, hopefully never happening. But you never know as you get older. If it's something that's necessary, then yeah, I would. This is myself talking about, not other people. I would have no problem doing it if it was necessary for some reason or if something bad happened and I just want to get back to as quote-unquote normal as possible, then, yeah, that's one thing. But otherwise, no, I don't want it for myself. I don't feel the anything would be worse, the pain and discomfort immediately after. And the fact that I rarely see any good plastic surgery. A lot of it, especially when you see celebrities, just looks awful. And it looks so unnatural on some people. As far as
right.
friends and family, I would support them. You know, whatever their decision is their decision. It also depends on, you know, what exactly they're getting done and why. Yeah, I think the biggest, really the only one that I know for sure that I've encountered is a lot of people, the last job I had, a lot of people got boob jobs done. I didn't know any of them prior to, I only knew them after. So it's hard to say what I would have thought, you know, beforehand. I probably wouldn't have cared. It's their own life. Do what they got to do. If you got the money and it's going to make you happy, it doesn't bother me.
I can agree. I don't. I think that if it's cosmetic surgery, I'm talking more of like the Botox and the Restylane and the Juvederm
sure.
and all that other stuff where you're kind of plumping your face and you're doing like facial reconstruction where you're doing you're augmenting yourself to either make yourself look younger or enhance. Certain qualities. Definitely,
gotcha.
if you've had a trauma or you've had something bad happen, then I think that's a different story. I think that's a different ball of wax. But definitely, if more and more like the cosmetic stuff, you know, I people who are having Botox left and right, and if you see like the Real Housewives of anywhere, they're all that's kind of what I'm talking about. You know, the stereotypical plastic women.
And now there's good Botox and bad Botox as far as how it looks. I've seen people that just look fake and they don't look like they can get their good range or their normal range of facial expressions. But I've also, and of course, I'm not going to be able to think of the examples off the top of my head, so everybody's just going to think I'm talking out of my ass, but that's no different than normal. I have heard of some celebrities, you know, like on talk shows or whatnot, Howard Stern and things have admitted that, you know, they've gotten Botox done, and I was shocked to hear it. Sometimes, you know, they were actors as well, not just actresses. And you're kind of surprised because they didn't look like that horrid, you know, horrible Botox that some people get. So, you know, again, as long as you don't go overboard with it and, you know, movie stars and stuff's a little different, you know, because their paycheck depends a lot of times on how they look, whether that's right or wrong. But for everyday people, again, if it makes you happy, then go for it. Just hopefully you're not doing it, you know, to some kind of health detriment or making yourself look worse. You know, it's hard for me to knock it just because I haven't thought about it too much. You know, I who knows what I'm going to be like in the future, looking in the mirror with some wrinkles and gray hair. You know, it's hard to say if I'm not going to want something similar done. But right now in my life, I have no desire to. I don't want to, but it doesn't really bother me when other people do.
Right. I feel that people who have it done, they have it done for not genuine reasons. I think they do it because it's superficial. It makes them feel better. And I think ultimately
sure.
that kind of goes down this really crazy path of, you know, one surgery is not enough and 1,000's too many. Or
right.
the other way around, 1,000's too many and 1's not enough type of thing. Where, you know, you have your Botox and you want to have lip injections and then, you know, you smile so it creates creases, and especially women are very, very, you know, self-conscious about that. God forbid you have any kind of expression on your face at all. So they want it like nipped up and stuck and plumped and pushed and then you look like Mrs. Potato Head. So I thought it was an interesting topic to kind of start off the show, because I think that everybody I think knows somebody who's had something done facially, and I don't think you ever look the same. You know what I mean? I don't think you can, like Meg Ryan, for example. Meg Ryan was
right.
She was an adorable, you know, kind of almost like a scrappy little girl. Kind of like girlish features. She was adorable in all of her movies and stuff. And then she had her lips done, and she now looks like a goldfish. And she never really recovered, and her career kind of suffered for it.
Exactly. A lot of times with celebrities, you see that bad Botox or bad plastic surgery, and it ends up getting them less work than they probably would have gotten. she was a respected actress too. She wasn't like a, you know, one of those niche actresses that only plays a certain role. And you know, as she got older, there was still going to be plenty of jobs for her. You know, she wasn't like the bimbo, like Tara Reid, for instance, who like cannot act her way out of a paper bag.
Right.
You know, where eventually the roles were just going to dry up because she wasn't going to be attractive anymore, and she wasn't going to be able to get by on that, you know, her terrible acting. So Meg Ryan's the exact opposite. Yeah, you're right. She hasn't really had anything, and that might be why. I hate when people get their lips done. They look so stupid. Look like they're having an allergic reaction or something. Their lips are all swollen.
I don't think there's any issue with it personally, unless you start getting into Michael Jackson look. No offense to anyone who's a Michael Jackson fan. Or we start getting into Repo the Genetic Opera surgery as a fashion statement, you know? That's when I think we should really start drawing the line, when people start, you know, getting addicted to a drug to get them ready for surgery. They get addicted to the surgery itself. They get addicted to the changes. You know, that's the kind of shit that I think, that's the limit right there. When you start getting people addicted, that's when you need to stop.
Yeah, I hear that. That makes sense, because you probably, those people, they probably had something done that worked and looked good and they were happy with, but then they just couldn't get enough. I think you make a great point, Toku. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
I completely agree.
I'm sorry Chris Burson was upset that I brought Tara Reid up. I'm probably the only person in the world that was thinking of Tara Reid at this moment, but he's upset. He wants me to leave Tara Reid alone. Maybe he's a huge fan of American Pie movies or something. I don't know. Speaking of Burson,
he needs to build a bridge
to
get over it. Tara Reid, I mean, come on. She hasn't done anything remotely. I'm going to leave it alone.
He might be really big, like
6'4", you know, probably like 26-inch muscles or whatever, not, and just kind of just like pounding into the ground like a steak, anyway.
Speaking of Burson, he was one of the people who did respond to our the Facebook question. We posed this question, Tuesday, a couple days ago, about cosmetic surgery, and he said he didn't know if he would personally have it done unless it was instructed by a doctor, which is kind of what we were saying. But he knows a few people that have had cosmetic surgery, and he supports them in the decisions they make. So kind of on the same wavelength as us, Christina also responded to our Facebook and said, pretty much short and sweet, if there's a medical reason for it, yes. So it seems like a lot of our listeners and followers are kind of in that boat of, I would only do it if I needed it done.
Right.
I know there's people out there that are, you know, the opposite, who do like it and would prefer to have it done as much as possible, but they're none of our wonderful listeners. You guys are just on the same page as us, I guess.
Exactly, which means that we're just one big, happy, fun bunch. I think that's kind of what it boils
even
down
you
to.
Even new people.
And yeah,
I'm
loving
you
new
just
people.
Chimed in. Yeah, I see some new folks in the chat room, probably here to hear the wonderful Guilty Pleasure. They are off tonight, getting a much-deserved break, as they are at Lexicon in Kentucky. My name is Christian. I got Topher with me. This is No Rules, Just Mics. We're normally on Tuesdays at 8. Feel free to listen to us then. But we are here filling in, so kick back, relax, and hang out with us. And now we're going to move on from that topic, if that's all right with you, Mr. Topher. Happy Pi Day to you, sir. It's a day for nerds. Is 3.14, so it's Pi Day. Hopefully you guys get some free pie or something from restaurants. One restaurant here in Charleston was giving away free mini pies for a little bit today in celebration.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Which one?
Kaminsky's downtown. And sadly, I was at my real job working away, so no free pie for me today. But,
no pie for Christian.
Nope, womp, womp, sad horn, which I'm sure we have a real sound effect for, but anyway.
I think we do.
So we're going to kind of segue in here a little bit. It's not going to make any sense, and that's okay, because I don't have a good segue for plastic surgery. but I guess maybe you can make a case that a lot of rich people end up getting plastic surgery. So speaking of rich folks. Elin, I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name, but you know what the heck, she's not listening. Nordegren, I believe, it's Tiger Woods' ex-wife. Apparently she, yes, she is dating an older billionaire neighbor, billion, B, lots of money. He's a little bit older than her. Now, he's not super old. This isn't like 70 years old, about to kick the bucket kind of situation. But I'm not saying that she's a gold digger, but, well, no, I am saying that she's a gold digger. She goes from Tiger Woods, where, you know, they have tons of money, millions and millions and millions of dollars. He cheats on her, she catches him, the whole deal. Everybody's aware of that. And now she's dating her neighbor, who's a billionaire, so she's just moving up. Now, she's got a huge settlement for Tiger. She's not in need of cash anyway, but it looks like she's trying to move up the social ladder. Am I being too cynical, or are you in agreement with me, Topher?
I mean, you're absolutely right. She definitely, she made bank after Tiger Woods. So I don't think that she's with this guy for money. I think that, God, I don't even know. He must have a big deal.
Well,
I,
you know.
Because, I mean, he's like 20 years older than she is, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, she's 33, and he is 53. So it's a pretty big difference. You know, he's not about, like I said, he's not about to kick the bucket. This isn't like the Anna Nicole Smith thing, you know, where she married that billionaire oil tycoon, I believe. It was like 70 or 80, like clearly very frail and on his way out. And that was one of the most obvious examples of trying to cash in. So it's not like that. And also, to be fair, I thought about it a little bit today. You know, she lives in a ritzy neighborhood. I don't know it firsthand, but they've got to. They've got to live in a place with bunches of other millionaires. So it makes sense that she's going to run into someone like that. But you're right. 20 years older, not saying it's impossible. There's lots of folks, and even folks with bigger age gaps than that. But it just seems something's up with this. You know, maybe, you know, she goes from Tiger Woods, about her age, you know, fit young guy. And, you know, sure, it wasn't her choice to end things with him, but still, now she's going to go with someone 28 years her senior who just happens to have $1 billion? I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I was curious what everybody else thought about it.
Well, she might have daddy issues. You know, she had a husband that, you know, that cheated on her and kind of embarrassed her. And, you know, she might want to go with more of like the older, nurturing, I'll take care of you, honey, daddy type of figure. She might be into that.
Well, perhaps we should try to get her on the show. I'm sure she's just dying. I know she listens, so
she probably turn this time.
Yeah, Elin, if you're listening, I know you are. I know you like to listen to the replays, but if you're on right now, just give us a little call. Let's talk this out. Let's see what's going on. Anyway, I thought that was a little bit interesting. Just something that popped into my head, but lots of other stuff actually just happened over the last couple of days. Before we move on, Burson, I just caught it in the chat room. He says, don't forget, she did throw a golf club through a car window, which, yes, that is true. But you can sort of forgive her for what Tiger put her through, but that's neither here nor there.
This is glass broken
Tuesday.
Glass broken six to broken marriage.
Right, exactly. On Tuesday, we talked a lot about bullying for a little while with some of our listeners. We've touched on it before and how bullying has changed. And we talked about how bullying, and this isn't anything groundbreaking, but it's gotten worse almost from when we were even kids.
Right.
With the advent of the internet and the internet really kicking in, how it's made it easier. Well, there's a story this week that actually made it, I don't want to say better, but for somebody who is being bullied, it gave them the opportunity to kind of show their bully what was up. Now, so for those of you who didn't see it, it's on Yahoo Sports and probably other places. But there was a boxer. His name is Curtis Woodhouse. And he got beat. Before I get into that, he's a former professional soccer player from the United Kingdom. He also is now a boxer. And he lost his match and lost his lightweight title that he held. To Shane Singleton. It was a controversial bout. I didn't see it. This is just what the article was saying about it. So anyway, he lost. And somebody on Twitter was just, like, constantly getting on this guy's case about how he had lost his title and was just saying rude and mean things to him and just bullying. I mean, I don't think about it as bullying because it's an adult and he's an athlete and the whole thing. But
right.
After that, somehow, I guess he talked to other people or pieced things together, but Woodhouse, the boxer, tracked this guy's home down, took a picture outside of his house, and tweeted that out, you know, and tagged the other guy in it, letting him know, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. Maybe we should talk or, you know, talk about what you feel about me losing my match and everything. And so I thought it was kind of humorous. And, of course, the guy backed down and apologized profusely and never came out of his house. Was this boxer taking it too far?
Really?
Or do you think it's kind of funny?
That's hysterical. That's, God, like, that's like, I don't even know. That's like pussy material right there. Like, it's like making fun of somebody when you're on the other side of the brick wall, but when they come to the same side of the brick wall as you, you're like, no, man, I was really thinking. I really was only kidding. It was all meant in jest. It's all meant in jest. I was just joking. No, you weren't. You were trying to be hard until somebody confronted you, and now you're backing down like a little bitch boy. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame him. This guy's a boxer that he's making fun of, so he's going to be in good shape. He's going to be able to beat you up in numerous different ways.
Right.
If you're going to pick a fight with somebody, even a celebrity type, you probably don't want to do, especially a boxer or a UFC fighter, you probably don't want to make too much fun of them in case they do decide that, hey, maybe I should just give this guy a little chat. Now, if this boxer ended up showing up in this guy's house and like beating him up, this would be a different story. But I think it was more of a, just trying to stand up to a guy and be like, hey, it's not cool to be like that, and just kind of teach him a lesson kind of thing, and then watch how quick he backed down. But because it went the way it did, I think it's pretty funny. You know, just the fact that he showed up there, tweeted out the picture, kind of scared this guy shitless about showing up at his house. I thought it was a pretty interesting story this week.
How did he find his house? Like, I don't understand. Like, how did this boxer guy find this Twitter boy's house?
No, I didn't really get in the details. In the Yahoo article, just said somehow, like, he just from the profile itself, he was able to piece, like, where, well, you know, as far as city or country he was from. And then I think he maybe messaged people who also followed him. To be honest, I don't know. The article didn't get into that because I was curious as well. How exactly did he get to this guy's house? Which is another, you know, thing in and of itself, you know, how easy it is to find people on the internet with just a little bit of information here or there.
Right. Interesting. I wonder if all celebrities should do that. Because I know that there are a lot of celebrities that are being bashed. Like, prime example, what's her name? Olivia Wilde. And everybody loves Olivia Wilde. She apparently was picking on... This is true. She's got beautiful eyes.
Absolutely. She was on Craig Ferguson last night. It's sitting on my DVR. It's my payback. My girlfriend's still talking about Justin Timberlake from SNL all week.
Justin Timberlake sucks. I'm sorry. And that's why
you
awful. I know we talked about it earlier. I don't like it at all. I don't like him. No.
So,
no, Justin
that's
Timberlake.
That's my payback.
No.
No, we don't do that on the TV.
No. I agree, Shirley. Shirley says she's tired of Justin Timberlake also. So I think you should just, join InSync and go bye again. Oh, look what I just did. I made an InSync reference. That's what happened, everybody.
We had the sad horn earlier. Now we need the rim shot. We really need these sound effects in play. You got to prep those sound effects, Topher, before you make a joke. It's a little late.
Yep.
But that's okay. He can't anticipate our jokes. But anyway.
Yeah, Shirley got my joke. Shirley appreciated it. Thank you, Shirley.
So what were you? So what was going on with Olivia Wilde? Okay. Sad horn. All right.
Awful. That's a complete wrong time. But anyway, Olivia Wilde was actually picking on Justin Bieber for not wearing clothes, wearing his fans stuff. And apparently all of Justin Bieber's Twitter followers are now bashing Olivia Wilde.
You don't want to.
What they're doing is they're reposting, they're retweeting these posts from these, and they're like pretty bad posts. You know, she made a jest comment. You know, she was just kind of picking on them a little bit. But these people are being vulgar and rude and just mean and like downright mean. And it's not only you know, it Justin Bieber fans, I think for me are kind of the worst. If you mention anything other than Justin Bieber being a god, they are all over you. It's like flies on shit, and they don't care. I think Kelly Osbourne, who does E! Fashion Police, who I would love to have on the show, by the way. I think she said, I don't know what she said, but people were, oh, she was defending Miley Cyrus for whatever Miley Cyrus was doing. And she, I think it was an hour of her just retweeting, yeah, die, you cunt bag whore, you know, stuff like that. It's kind of awful how Twitter followers are kind of, they're, like, they come in swarms. So if you say something bad about the person who they love or they follow, the bashing is just relentless. And I think it's kind of funny how these celebrities repost these, they retweet all these tweets to let everybody know that, look at these Justin Bieber fans, look how fucking crazy they are. And a lot of them are really kind of, they're probably like 14, 15-year-old girls, you know,
well,
probably doing the same thing that Twitter bully was doing to that boxer, you know,
exactly.
Just wanted to kind of get some kind of rise out of somebody. But I think it's kind
exactly.
of crazy.
I saw what happened with, Chris Brown fans. They did the same thing when that Jenny Johnson girl on Twitter, who's like a semi-famous, like, Twitter person, for lack of a better term for her, when she made some comment about him, that, and then he started getting into it with her, and they were arguing back and forth, and it became this, like, news story. And it was, like, the same thing with his fans, just, like, these awful, like, disgusting things they were saying to her, about her. And then news stations and Jenny Johnson were retweeting and posting them out there, and then those people were getting bad. It was just a mess. You wonder if these celebrities see their fans and they think, wow, these people are who like me.
Right.
That's
another good question. I didn't think of that part.
You guys mentioned about how bad Justin Bieber's fans are and how you say one thing wrong about him. You've got a horde coming down on you. Think about when he put out that contest for the girlfriend parody of his one song, and that one chick posted her song so many times to his Twitter that it became an internet meme and is now known as the overly attached girlfriend. You know, that's
that
the kind
is
of
hilarious.
Insanity. It's hilarious, but this is the kind of mentality you're dealing with these Justin Bieber fans, is that they don't care who else is making something. From what I know, there was one that was better than hers, but guess who got selected because of the sheer number of times she blasted it on his Twitter. It's stupid. I mean, seriously, these teeny bopper kids get so addicted to this child who honestly has about as much talent as my pinky fingernail, you know, all he is auto-tune. He's not even real singer, to be honest.
Be careful. Be careful. Those fans are going to attack you. And that girl is just
kind
of an idiot.
If you Justin Bieber fans got something to say to me, you can come at me at UCRAMC Toku. I don't care. I'll just have fun with y'all.
Wow. And the
hey,
heat is fine. This is why we wait till 9 o'clock to start airing our shows. We should do it at 9 o'clock because Toku is in prime shape. But no, you're right. That girl was 14 and an idiot, and she was an obsessed fan, and she decided that the only way for her to be known is to be obnoxious. But I thought a couple of weeks ago I was doing something, and there was a commercial that came on about, you know, no children going hungry. If you look at Justin Bieber's Twitter followers, he has, how many does he have? He has about 35,963,469 followers. If every single one of those people donated $5 to some kind of food charity, there would be no more kids going hungry in this country. Isn't that crazy? $5.
Yeah,
if all of Justin Bieber fans donated $5, we wouldn't have any hungry people in this country. Now, it's stuff like that he really should kind of be promoting instead of allowing his fans to kind of talk shit about people.
There are celebrities who do that too, like Edward Norton does that on his Twitter feed. He has a charity that he works with. They use it for good. They have all these followers. I'm like, okay, yeah, a lot of people use it just to, like, reach out to fans, which is cool. Others just use it because, you know, they're full of themselves and they, you know, they're just another way for them to talk about how great they are and whatever. But, you know, there are ones out there who use it. Well, unfortunately, there's the opposite of that, too. There's a bunch out there that use it for, like, endorsement. Like, they'll talk about how great their, you know, new Nike shoes are or, you know, whatever. They're getting paid to talk about companies on there. But there are some that do it for charity and it spurs people to do it. You know, so just like any other side of celebrity, people use it for good. Unfortunately, it's not as many who use it just for their own personal, you know, gain, whatever gain they're trying to get, whether it's financial or people liking them or just getting more attention. But there are some that do, you know, do it for the right reasons.
And
try to
that,
incorporate.
Right, Christian? We don't do any of that.
No, we're not celebrities, so, you know, can't expect us to do stuff like that.
Right. We can do whatever the hell
we
want.
No,
we do
stuff on a small level. We always talk about the pay it forward, and, you know, we try to do stuff on a much smaller level. We're, you know, we obviously can't do what some other people have as far as resources, but, you know, we make do. I know a lot of our listeners do as well. We get feedback from them. I don't think it was this past Tuesday, maybe a week ago. We had a couple people talking about some stuff that they had witnessed or had done themselves, so. Yeah, we do stuff on the smaller level. We get some good people at center.
That's right. You know, we were talking about Twitter, people getting blasted on Twitter. Nicki Minaj. I don't watch American Idol. I stopped watching American Idol probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And
Right. Apparently
Nicki Minaj is now on American Idol.
Yeah.
I don't care. But apparently she was late for American Idol. I was listening to this on my way into work this morning on the local SM radio show that's here, and they were talking about how she, you know, the show started, and they said something to the effect that she was stuck on the 405, which is a big interstate or highway in LA, and that she was in congestion, but she'd be there in 7 minutes. And apparently she came in looking like a hot mess, and, you know, everybody in Idol didn't say anything, but apparently she got blasted on Twitter for being disrespectful. I'm saying that girl does not have a job next season.
Well, if she was a real person in a real world job, she might not have been fired, but she would have been in trouble. But, you know, she's a multi-million-dollar, you know, singer who has a multi-million-dollar job, and she can't even show up on time to the first live version of the show. She was 13 minutes late, is what I read on a Yahoo site, like a celebrity blog called OMG. She was 13 minutes late, blamed it on traffic. But, you know, what was she planning on getting there, like right at the start? You know, most people, especially with a job where you're getting paid that much money, you're going to show up before your scheduled time, well before, to get ready, whether, you know, especially for being on TV. Those people are doing stuff like makeup and hair and wardrobe and reviewing and getting prepared, and she strolls in 13 minutes late. It's kind of ridiculous when you think what would happen to someone in a real job. To her, nobody really gives a crap. They're probably like, hey, can you try a little bit better next time, maybe, please? You know, they're in charge, people on these shows, if you think about it.
Right, but I mean, these reality shows, they have other celebrities, I'm pretty sure, lined up. They probably have people on speed dial to take some of these people's places. I mean, you saw, I think the last episode, or the last season that I watched maybe a little bit of was the Ellen DeGeneres one, where she was a host. I think that happened for like a hot minute. But she was there, and she was Ellen. She was nice. She was sweet, but I mean, she really didn't give any kind of decent perspective. And, you know, out with the old, and in with, I don't know who, I think it was Jennifer Lopez. I think they brought it. I don't know. But, you know, there's always somebody that can take your place. I don't care who the hell you are. You're absolutely replaceable. And given 10 years, Nicki Minaj will be a laughing stock, I think. I'm not a fan of her. I was a fan of her music in the beginning, but, I mean, really, it's not good. It's not good. Her product's not good. She's not good. She doesn't set a good example for anybody. She's almost like a Kardashian, personally.
Oh,
in
yeah.
my not-so-humble opinion.
No, I don't think you're too far off on that. She can allegedly sing. I mean, I don't really know. I don't know how much of it's real and how much it isn't, but she's got a little bit of a leg up as far as that comparison. But And people are making some good points. Shirley says that, you know, she would have been there at least 2 hours before the start of the show. And that's what I'm saying, like, to prep and stuff. You know, we do this radio show, and, you know, we're not putting in, you know, a full-time job or anything by any means. But, you know, we put in some work into this. You know, sometimes we're getting into the chat room and stuff just a few moments before we air, but we've talked about things, we've prepared, and this is something that we don't even get paid for. You know, this is something she's getting paid millions of dollars to do, and she's showing up obviously late, but it was, you know, how early was she really going to plan on being there? It sounds like she was going to be there right on time, maybe. And this is someone else is talking about how this is a history, and they're jogging my memory about this. Dory says that she was like 50 minutes late to The View because she thought it was taped, which tells you a couple things about her personality. Number one, she shows up late multiple times for these big things. But number two, she doesn't, like, oh, I thought it was taped, so it'd be okay for me to be 50 minutes late. No. It's not okay for you to be late at all. Yeah, it's extremely inconsiderate. I know celebrities are kind of notorious for that for different reasons. You know, they're busy, they've got crazy schedules. I get all that. But,
her time is allotted for this. It's not like she's doing this as a guest appearance. They're paying her for an entire season at a specific time every 2 days a week or whatever. I don't know how their contracts work, but she's obligated to be there, which means that she should make no other plans, which means that there's something else going on.
No,
either
I agree
it's the
with
fact
you,
that she just doesn't care or she was getting high, allegedly. I don't know. I'm making shit up at this point. I'm not saying that she did. Don't sue me for slander. I don't know what she was doing. But, I mean, and I'm surprised that you know, they kind of let it go so quietly that it was just, oh, she's here. Oh, and then making, like, little jokes about it. No.
Right.
My boss would not make little jokes if I were late. Especially,
I think
13 minutes is fine. 50 minutes? No.
Mm-mm.
No, 50 minutes, you go back home.
I think on the show, that showed the other people's professionalism, you know, not coming after, not attacking her, because that would look terrible and trashy on television. You know, they just kind of have to roll with the punches, make a little joke, haha, nothing to see here, people. But, yeah, hopefully somebody blasted her behind the scenes, because that's
ridiculous.
They need
to, because that's wasting everybody's time. That's probably a couple of $1 million that she wasted, you know, everybody's time.
Now, American Idol is, you know, I don't watch it anymore either, but we know about it. We know what it is. It's a big deal for a lot of people.
Right.
And I respect that for people who like it. That's fine. That's cool. I get it. And there's people whose dreams and hopes rely on these live performances. They're there. If they were late, they'd probably get kicked off the show, and they'd be like, sorry, you don't care enough about your future. You couldn't show up on time to sing, so clearly you don't deserve to win. You know, so it's not fair on many levels, but also – she could have missed a performance, and then she might have been able to keep that person on or could have booted them if she did see it. It causes all sorts of, you know, I know it's just a TV show, and a lot of people probably think, who really cares? And honestly, I don't care about the show itself, but what it stands for these poor people trying to make a living, it could have affected it a great deal.
That's true. Hang on, somebody said, Shirley, do you like Nickelback? Is that what I see?
Well, she did say she loved Gloria Estefan. I saw that next. I'm okay
with
that.
I do love Gloria Estefan, too. I'm sorry. If you're in a bus accident and you can kind of get back from that, you're kind of invincible. I mean, you're up there with Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I swear.
That's right. I forgot about that. She was in a really bad car accident a while back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But I didn't know that people like Nickelback anymore. I'm sorry. I wasn't making fun. Go ahead.
They have fans. They have lots of them. It's just they are also like the go-to punching bag for jokes about what's wrong with the music world. And honestly, I would take them over a lot of the I would take them over a lot of the pop kind of stuff. I'd rather listen to them than, you know, Nicki Minaj like we were just talking about, or Justin Bieber. I'd much rather listen to them. But yeah, they've kind of become the punching bag for like industrial rock music, you know?
Right. I mean, are they like the modern day Creed? Is that kind of what's going on?
I was about to compare them to Creed. You're exactly right.
Really?
Exactly what it's like. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Now, their sounds are different. you know, like Creed, didn't they have kind of, didn't Creed have like that religious kind of undertones in a lot of their tunes? And I don't think Nickelback is like, Nickelback
just
like,
yeah.
Is
that a word, gospel-y?
Gospel-y? It is now.
Gospel-y.
Hey, no rules. It's our show, damn it.
All right, gospel-y it is. I'm just saying.
And, yeah, see, people are kind of saying the same stuff that they would rather listen to them, too. So I don't think they're the worst thing that's out there, but I get why people don't like them. But not personally a huge fan, but it is what it is. If you guys like them, good for you. Whatever rocks your socks.
I've heard a couple of their songs on the radio. They're catchy. I think one of them was Rock Star. Big rock star.
Yeah.
That one? Yeah, that was kind
of
catchy.
One of theirs.
And then there was, another one. I think it was, they did the Spider-Man opening theme song from the original one, didn't they?
Yeah, they did a Spider-Man thing too. I think that's the problem.
They've been around for a while.
Like the song you said. Oh yeah, they've been around for like 10 years. I mean probably longer. But as far as like radio airplay and hits and stuff, I think they've been around for like 10 years. But I think. Then they make, that's what I was saying. They have lots of fans. They make lots of money. They have lots of hits. But a lot of people don't like them because of the song you mentioned, Rockstar. That's kind of like the epitome of why people don't like them. It's because they're kind of like overly simple lyrics, like just like cliche, Rockstar cliche stuff out the butt. I don't really care that much. I kind of pile on them because it's the thing to do. It's like a joke, you know? But I don't really care that much, to be honest. But.
I like personally. I don't care what anybody says. That was a pretty good song. I danced it in my car.
Toku,
it was interesting. Oh, good.
There are other songs that they do that are pretty good too. I mean, look at their Dark Horse album. They had Something in Your Mouth and a few other pretty decent tracks on there.
That's the thing.
I have no idea. They're
better tracks now. What, you know, and again, I don't own their album, so all I'm going on is the music on, you hear on the radio and stuff. That happens with a lot of bands. It's the poppy stuff, of course, that's going to get on the radio, that appeals to the lowest common denominator, the easiest to get out there to everybody. So a lot of the best songs, even in, you know, bands that you respect, like, say, the Black Keys, a lot of people respect them, or Mumford & Sons right now, some of their best songs aren't even on the radio. So, no, that makes sense. I get that.
There's one song that I like that we featured on AMC Press once that is from a band that a lot of people don't actually know, but the song itself is really good. It's called Coming Down by Five Finger Death Punch. And if you watch the video of it, it talks about suicide and all these really hard-hitting topics. And they made the song specifically for youth suicide prevention, you know, and it's just one of those really good tunes that has a really good beat and a really nice, you know, message behind it.
That kind of reminds me of that white rapper that's out right now, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. They've got that thrift store song, which, you know, whatever, it's catchy, it's funny, I'm not a huge fan of it, but they've also got this song called One Love. That's just about how everybody should just be able to love whoever they want. And it, you know, sends like a much greater message, you know, basically a pro-gay marriage type song or whatever makes you happy kind of stuff. So some bands, you know, they have that catchy pop tune, but then they have something with a little bit more social meaning somewhere else that doesn't get as much airplay.
Well, and like, I'm going to post the song Coming Down in the chat room as a link for you guys. So if you guys want to listen to it, go ahead. It's a pretty good song, I think. Yeah, I think you guys would like it.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Don't go listening to it until we're done. We
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Wait until we're done. But, you know.
But even then, not when we're done either. Keep it for later, but we've got another show after us we want everybody to listen to, of course. And then we got you guys at 11 o'clock tonight that everybody should listen to as well. So
yes.
Save that for
so
later.
So watch the video
sure.
tomorrow. Watch the video tomorrow.
Late night tonight is
available
good
for everyone.
Right. You know what I find, though? Back to the music topic. You know what I find? I find that regardless of what artist it is or what song it is, that when you hear it the first couple of times, it's good. But I think XM or FM radio, especially like the top 40 ones, they play it to death. And I think after two or three weeks, you hate the song and you want to delete it off of your iPod and you don't ever want to be remembered of this song again. And that's how I felt. I'm going to kind of go back to our Tuesday conversation. That's how I felt about that Call Me Maybe chick. I was like, that's
kind of fun, it's
cute. The video's really cute. And then it was every time I started my car, it was in the beginning of that song. And then you realize, wow, she's saying the same shit over and over again. Hey, I just met you. Chris Burson, shut the hell up, Chris Burson. Leave my Britney Spears alone.
No, we don't make fun of Britney Spears in the house.
I'm very happy where she's going, though. I do have to say, Britney Spears has really kind of turned around.
Well, it's only up to go from where she was, man.
Shut the fuck up.
But you know, it's true. This chick was in some... She was in a dark place for a while there.
She was. But that was like... And you know, it's funny, people... I know of somebody who has their alarm clock on their phone, like their iPhone. It says alarm clock or wake up or whatever. And somebody had... if Britney can make it through 2007, you can make it through this day. Get up.
Someone posted that. Yeah, I saw that somewhere on Facebook or something. I forget where, but yeah. Hey, but you know, everybody has it's things for celebrities because when they have breakdowns or they go through the rebellious phase or whatever you want to call it, everybody sees it, especially now with the internet and the paparazzi and TMZ and all that stuff. Everybody sees it. We've all done things we're not proud of or have gone through phases or whatever, and it sucks to them because everybody has to know about it, whereas we get to kind of do it in private. So I get it, and, you know, poking fun at her, of course, because that's part of being a celebrity. But, yeah, it's not fair to them that they have to go through all that stuff.
Right. But, I mean, I put her up there with Gloria Estefan. Gloria Estefan made it through a bus accident, and Britney Spears made it through 2007. And, you know, I think her career is only getting better from here. She's in the process of making an album. I think she's doing good. She has the brown hair, which I think is sexy. I like her with the brown hair. So, you know, that was a little segue. But, you know, thanks to Chris Burson for bringing her up.
Look what you started, Chris Burson.
Yep. He did it.
We almost went Britney-less for 1 week, and Chris Burson had to ruin it.
You know what? I'm going to hang up on you. And you're going to do the rest of the show all by yourself, motherfucker.
Well, then let me be the first to say you are welcome, listeners. This is going to be the greatest ending to the show ever.
Screw you. No. I'm looking for a new co-host. Wants to be my new co-host? Because Christian is out.
Oh, man, that's rough. Rough crowd. Speaking of the crowd, thanks for participating, guys. We've seen a lot of funny stuff in the chat and a lot of good feedback as well. We appreciate it. A lot of familiar names. Thanks for coming by. While we got a little break here, just for those of you who are new, and there's a couple of you I don't recognize, thanks for listening to us as we kind of hold the place for Uncensored Radio tonight. Topher's on the other line. I'm Christian. You're listening to No Rules, Just Mics. We are normally on Tuesdays at 8. We will be on this Tuesday at that time, in fact. We'd love to have some new people chiming in and listening to us. Also, find us on Facebook and on Twitter at No Rules Just Mics. Let us know if you enjoyed the show. Follow us. Keep up to date on when we are doing shows or when we might fill in. We appreciate it. Coming up right after us in about 12 minutes, Miss Karen Ashley will be on with her mother, and I'm actually excited to listen to a little bit of it for her show called Ask Mama. I haven't heard of this. She's done this before, correct, Topher?
Yes, I think she does it every Thursday at 10 to 10:30, and her mom is hysterical. If you guys love Karen Ashley, I mean, they're cut from the same cloth. She tells it like it is. She's not afraid to kind of tell you what she really thinks. So I want you guys to listen to it. I want you guys to, and you guys can always call in and ask Mama any questions that you want, or you can go to their Facebook page, or Karen's Facebook page, and ask questions, and we can kind of throw it down that way. But before we move on to that, I want to, everybody knows who Judge Judy is, right? Judge Judy, she does the show. She's the female bitch judge who yells at everybody and makes people feel stupid. I don't know if it's still live or if she's still making new episodes.
I don't think so. I think it's all just reruns at this point, if it's even on at all.
I gotcha. Anyway, she apparently purchased this, like, china, like this really, really fine china from
from this guy. And I think she spent a decent amount of money on it. I'm trying to get the page to pull up right now.
It was after you started talking about it, I pulled it up. She bought some like china or something from a former spouse of her producer. So she had a producer who was a guy, married to this chick, no longer, but she had bought the money from the girl. Bought the china from the girl. Apparently, she sold it to Judge Judy for $50,000, but the actual retail value is over $500,000. So that's the facts we're working with.
Yeah, this is according to E! Online, and apparently, once the lady figured out how much this I think it was like Christoph Mary Bone China, how much it actually was, the lady went to, this woman went to Judge Judy and said, hey, it was worth more, I want more money, otherwise I'm going to sue you. And then Judge Judy apparently told E! She was like, I have not seen any complaint by the former Miss Do It. However, I don't owe this lady a cent. And if this 50-year-old woman would spend her time more productively at trying to find a job instead of abusing the judicial system with frivolous lawsuits, we would all be a lot better off.
Wow. Still sounding like awesome. It is Judge Judy. And the whole claim behind it is that she's saying that her ex-husband, like, conspired with Judge Judy or whatever, to, you know, because she claims that obviously she didn't know how much this stuff was really worth. And so they somehow conspired together to rip her off so that they could resell it and make some money, which makes no sense to me. Because Judge Judy, I'm assuming, made a good amount of money on that show. I mean, that thing was in syndication. It was on TV. People know who she is. I don't know. The whole thing seems kind of ridiculous. But it's one of those things, like, you just never know what you're going to find on the internet. And this week was Judge Judy getting sued over China.
And I think it's funny. I mean, this woman had to have a lot of balls to say, you know what, I'm going to sue Judge Judy. Are you that stupid? Really? She probably wrote a lot of the laws that you're trying to swindle her into. I think either giving her punitive damages or giving the China back. No, you're messing with the wrong
I think you're giving
judge.
Judge Judy way too much credit here. I don't even know if she's a real judge.
Oh, no, she is a real judge.
All right. Just like that. What's your views on that, Judge Joe Brown? All these judges.
Yeah,
shows.
I don't think she's a real judge. And that's like the doctor shows, like Dr. Phil
and
not a real doctor. He's not a real doctor.
Doesn't he have a doctorate, but it's one of those people who get like a doctorate in like business and then insist that you call them doctor, which to be fair, I would absolutely do, but it's quite pretentious and douchey.
Hell yeah. You know, if I had a PhD in wood whittling, you're going to call me doctor. Dr. Wood.
Which you do.
That's right. Cut up. That is not appropriate.
All right. Let's get some more participation here. We were talking about all sorts of stuff tonight, but there's something I caught this morning on the news. It's all over the place. I think I saw it in the Huffington Post first, but from there other places picked it up. But there's another Carnival Cruise that is having some problems. So we all know, we talked about it. It was all over the news a few weeks back about the Carnival Cruise that was, you know, stranded out at sea for days and days, and toilets stopped working, and it was just a mess. And then a Royal Caribbean, I think a week ago, 100 people got sick with that norovirus, so they had to end their trip early. But at least that was two different cruises. Now Carnival Cruise is having some problems again. Apparently on board, there's another power outage. I think it was a generator. I'm going to go grab the details here in a minute. But the main reason I bring this up is with Carnival having two issues with power and of course, that huge issue a few weeks ago, is there anybody out there, assuming you would be taking a cruise anyway, are you a little apprehensive about taking one? And if not, are you apprehensive with Carnival at least, you know, if you're not in general? Just curious what everybody's thoughts are, because for me, I took a Carnival cruise last February. Everything went perfect. We had a great time, had a blast, absolutely no problems with the ship, with the people. The crew was great. But, yeah, it makes you a little wary, and I'm just curious what everybody else thinks about this.
Now, I don't I've never been one to be interested in sitting on a boat for my vacation. I don't care where I'm going. I think it's too structured. I think with, like, Carnival or
celebrity cruises. I think it's a little too structured. You can only do this from this time to this time. You can only do this from this time to this time. And I don't want to be stuck on a boat. I'm fine with getting on a plane or even taking a boat to a destination, not as my destination. I feel like I'm trapped. You know, even though I'm in the middle of the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean, I still would feel like I'm trapped. But no, there's nothing about a cruise that I find at all interesting. And Matthew's been wanting to do a cruise for so long. And after these last recent events, hell to the no.
Assuming we take that out of the equation, there are cruises like you're describing. But for instance, the one we went on, there were three different stops. So, yeah, we did have a couple instances where we were at sea the entire day. So you had to stay in the boat, of course. So I get what you're saying, but you'd be surprised. These are like gigantic hotels that float on the water. I mean, they've got shows throughout the day, whether it's comedy or music. There's alcohol everywhere, pool, a slide. There's tons to do. So being at sea for a day at the boat isn't that terrible. I wouldn't have wanted to do it for like 5 days in a row if there weren't stops. But we had three stops in like 5 days, I think. So, yeah, it's not quite like you're just going to be on the boat the whole time. You know, the boat's kind of a nice place to rest because it's tiring. You're in the sun and you're out traveling and maybe doing something. There's different excursions. It might be like climbing on something or hiking. You get tired. So it's good to have that boat to go back to at night. But, no, if you have a place where you're going to lots of destinations, the boat is secondary to all the other fun stuff you get to see and do. But, yeah, it makes me a little nervous about – you know, they're having all these power issues. This was a generator, just to clarify, because I knew I was a little unsure what power issue they were having exactly. But, yeah, they had a generator failure while they were docked in the Caribbean. But nonetheless, generator failure delayed things, kind of, you know, gave issues, of course, to the people on board. Nothing like what happened a few weeks ago. Still an issue, and they're going to end up flying all the passengers back to Florida, so they are not even leaving wherever they are. Now, I can think of worse scenarios. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't mind my cruise ship breaking down when it's docked and I get to hang out in a beautiful Caribbean island for a couple extra days. That would be okay with me. But still, a little nerve-wracking. What if the generator cut out at sea? We would have had last week or 2 weeks ago all over again.
Right. I agree. Well, we are
with you.
We wouldn't
do it. I'm looking at the chat. Everybody's saying not going to Carnival. I wouldn't do Carnival anymore. And I don't get it. I do get it. People are a little worried about it, and I don't blame them. And thank you, Dory, for reminding me about the generator. Shirley was the one who was adamant, not going to go on Carnival, but will be going on a cruise. I definitely recommend a cruise. It was a lot of fun. I liked it.
No, not for me. But, you know, it's almost our time, guys. We're almost out of time. We have Karen and her mom coming up for Ask Mama, and I want you guys to stay tuned and ask questions, and I'll be on the line taking your calls also. You can always reach us at our Facebook page, No Rules, Just Mics, our Twitter page, at No Rules, Just Mics, or iTopher2, or Seng, SENG225. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 for you every week. You have the Uncensored Radio Crew, Your Guiltiest Pleasure, Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern Standard Time, and the Jake Pentland Show at 4 on Saturdays. And you can't forget about the AMCS Press, which is at 11 on Monday through Friday as well. So without further ado, guys, we have Karen and her mom coming on for Ask Mama. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for tuning in. See y'all later.
And thank you, Toku, for screaming. I appreciate it, buddy.
Later.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, I guess, to Ask Mama. Yeah, play the music. I love it. Play it.
All right.
Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
U-C-R.
So.
We say it what we want, give it to you non-stop, any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Well,
that's what
everybody.
She said.
Yeah. Wow. look at that. I like that. That's what she said.
that's me. I want to play that.
I love that.
That's funny.
I know. Okay, so this is a funnier. I got something even more funny, guys. We have an Ask Mama show, but we have no mama. I don't know where my mama is. Right. I'm like texting her right now going, are you calling in? Where are you? 2 minutes? 1 minute? Mom! So it may just be me. You might just have to ask Karen tonight because I don't know where my mama has gone. She's never done this. She's going to get a demerit. I mean, I'm going to have to like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to have to get a demerit. She's going to get punished. But you know what's fabulous about this is that I actually get to do a show with you and Christian.
You're both there. Absolutely. It's a great time.
There's nothing wrong with asking you. I'm excited, but I was promised a mama. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, no. Well, I've sent out the hounds to find her, and
well,
I'm hoping that she shows
up. We could always just call her into the show, you know?
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, this is the thing. I just don't know. Like, she has my nephew this week, so I'm thinking maybe a 6-year-old has her worn out or distracted, and I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't realize what time it is.
Well, you know, call coming in from you guys would probably jar her into the action.
Right. Well, I'm over here. I know. I'm over here looking at the screen room, and I'm like, okay, she's not here. So I guess we could call her. We could call her and see what the hell's going on.
Go for it.
I'm gonna give this a whirl. I've never called anyone before, but I'm about to. Let's see.
I can do it if you need me to, Karen. If you just in Facebook or whatever, I can. You give me the number and I'll put it in.
Well, I'm doing it now. I'm going to see if it works. I'm dialing. It says it's dialing. Oh, yeah, it's dialing.
Oh, here we go.
If he starts cussing, then we'll see what happens.
This is awesome.
I know, right? It's like suspenseful. And she doesn't even answer. Watch. Oh, she's so going to get it.
The message.
Right. Well, you know what's funny? She didn't even have her voicemail set up. And I asked her, I said, why don't you have your voicemail set up? She goes, because I don't want anybody leaving me any messages. If you can find me, you can find me. If not, oh well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, she's got to go. You know, I'm not there yet. I was telling Toku that I am leaving first thing in the morning. I'm going to be at the airport at 5 a.m. I've got a coffee date with my dear friend, David Yost. And we will be catching a flight. I know. I am catching a flight 5 a.m. and headed to Lexington. And I don't get there until there's no direct flights from L.A. Like, I guess Lexington is not on the L.A., you know, path. So we're getting there at, like, almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
we're gonna be flying all day long.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Lori came up with an idea. If we can't do ask Karen's mama, we should do ask Jeff's mama.
I know. Where is? I don't know. Is his mama in the chat room tonight? Let me look in the chat room. I don't think she's there tonight.
No, she isn't. I don't see her. She's not there.
Yeah, I would do that, but my only concern is that. It's, what, 10 o'clock there? She may be at home, and I do know she's got a big day tomorrow. So, otherwise, I know we got to have a backup mama because if your mama don't show up, you know, you got to have a number two mama.
That's right.
Maybe we could call Katrina Johnson. We could call her and say, ask a hot mama since she is
there
you go. I think, let me see here.
Do it.
Call her, you think?
Yeah, call her. Unless
you
think she's at work. Do you think she's at work?
I don't know. Well, we'll see. We're about to find out. Let me dial this girl. Talk to my sister.
If this is work, we should just prank call people. We should just prank call people.
Right. Now that I know how to do this, it's like very exciting. I want to call everybody I know.
Live on Uncensored Radio. We trying to figure out the rest of the screening room.
I know, right? That would be absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Okay, I think I got it going. We're about to call the hot mama. You just don't know what you'll get with Katrina. That's why I'm very like, uh-oh.
You might just yell at us and hang up.
Right. She may not recognize the number. So we should, like, we have to leave her a crazy message, because that's what she would do if she was calling us.
Yep.
Oh, hey, it's Kat. I'm unavailable, so leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Doesn't
bye.
Sound cute?
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm looking for Katrina Johnson. Katrina Johnson, why don't you call on Sensitive Radio? We need to talk to you.
Hell yeah, we all need to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. How do you hang this up? Oh, okay. There
That's
you
what she said.
What is that? What is that? We need more sound effects. We need you guys to come up with more of them. I like that one.
Is that ours?
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We got. You know what we need? We need a drum roll. Because there's too many times that I feel like we need a drum roll. You know?
Well, the closest we have is the classic doorbell.
I know. Yeah, we need better than that. You know what we need? We need game show music.
I think we do.
There
have
is
game show
one
music.
More mama we could try.
Who?
Jeff.
Jeff? Jeffrey?
Isn't he driving? He's driving.
Yeah, we can't call him because he, well, actually, I just hung up with him not too long ago and he was like, I need to finish that again. So I was like, okay, damn.
That's funny.
I was holding them up. I literally talked to Jeff, I think, all day today. Like, we were on the phone at some point all day today. So it
That's
was pretty
crazy.
Insane. I
now,
know.
You guys are going to be at Lexicon all weekend. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. And guess who just popped up? Tardy for the party.
Mama.
Tardy for the party.
No.
What are you doing there?
We're over here waiting for you. We were like, how is our last mama? We don't even have a mama.
Oh, shit.
Well, Mom, I got to let you know, tonight on the line with us is Christian, Topher, and Toku. So we're all
Hi, Mama.
Waiting for you.
Hi, Mija. Hi, Mijo.
I'm sorry. Mijo.
Well,
so how was your day? How was your day, and why are you late?
Because I was getting ready because I have a date.
Whoa.
Listen to this.
Oh.
My date has a black convertible Corvette.
Oh, so you guys are like Corvette brothers. Y'all are like Bipsy and Bopsy.
Happy Bipsy and Bopsy, that's right.
No.
And look, my friend called me at the last minute. She said, Bob, we're over here celebrating my birthday over here at some bar somewhere. I don't know where the hell. I said, but I got my show to do. She said, well, just do the show and then come on.
I need to know what you did with my little nephew. I need to know where you dumped him because you're going out on a date.
Well, I'm going to meet him there. Don't think he's going to come pick my ass up. It ain't that cool yet.
No, what did you do with my little nephew?
He went to stay with Didi and Chato.
Oh, okay. So he's with
my pizza and took it over there.
I'll see. Look at you.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So this is the question. What does a woman like you do on a date, Miss Mama?
Well,
are you sure you
want to
answer that question?
No,
yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna go and dance my ass off because over there at this bar they play all kinds of music and I'm gonna go shake my ass everywhere, show them girls how to dance. and eat some tequila, drink some beers, and a one tequila shot, and then we're gone.
Did she say
you
her
all you
everywhere?
Do, except the only difference that I'm not going to do is I'm not going to bring my friend home yet because she ain't showed me the money yet. He just showed me the Corvette.
Oh.
He could have a Corvette and be a broke-ass man. You know? So we ain't coming over to spend the night. We still ain't going to have no summer party yet. We ain't had a summer party yet.
Oh, okay.
He don't look bad. He don't look bad for a summer party. He could come to my summer party.
Okay, guys, I think I'm going to get off the line. I'm going to let you guys handle the Ask Mama from here on out.
You open up that can of worms, Karen.
I really do.
Hey, you know what?
That.
What do y'all do it on a date? You go dancing? You let your hair down? My hair is already hanging today. I got this low-cut blouse on the side, honey.
Oh.
I got me some boots going on over here. I'm ready.
You go, girl. That is.
Hey, you know what? Listen to this. The other day, my friend, she thinks she can read cards. Anyway, she said, fine, you're going to meet a white man, and you're going to have such good love. I said, good love? What do you mean, in the sack or in the money, with the money? She said, no, like he's going to have lots of money. And I'll be damned if this fool didn't call me. He's a white boy.
Oh.
And I said, oh, my God, maybe them cards were right. Shit. I could call that girl to buy her a hamburger or something.
Wow.
You know?
Well, there you go. You're going to have good love. And that's all I need to know.
No,
I don't need to hear any of the details.
Okay.
Spare me the details, please.
Well, I've got...
You don't need perma-star.
So, what, Mom, you asked them a question, but you didn't let them answer the question. What do you guys do on dates?
What do y'all do on dates?
Topher,
me? What do y'all do on dates?
Topher,
yeah, Christian.
You know, him and I are both tied down, so we don't really have dates anymore, you know? I got a long-term girlfriend, so we don't get to do the date thing, really.
Y'all don't go on a date?
Why
don't you
go on
dates,
Kristen?
I still go on dates.
No, I mean, I guess I just don't call them I don't call it a date, but I guess we do date-like stuff, but, you know, go to the movies, go to concerts, you know, this couple of
years. Yeah, like that. Well, see, it was different. I would go to concerts. I'd go to movies. I like all that fun stuff. Just a date is a date. It's what you make it, man.
True. That's
how much fun you are. And if y'all think Karen is fun, y'all would she meet her mama. I'm more fun. I'm the one who showed her how to have fun.
Yeah, she really is more fun.
I'm the one that showed them how to have fun.
Oh?
I think
you
already
know. I know.
I don't brag about shaking my ass all over the place. I think they already know you're a lot more fun than me.
I think last time I went on a date was 2010.
What?
Really? You haven't gone on a date since 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's bad. But, you know.
But don't you have a girlfriend?
Nope, not right now.
What?
I was dating Allison, and, well, distance got to us, so we kind of broke off because of the fact that we live, like, 5 states apart. So it's just, like, a pain in the rear end to... each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen each other face to face, you and Allison?
Not in person. We've seen each other over Skype. That's about it.
Oh, wow. So, Mom, what do you think about what do you think about someone who dates someone online? Because obviously, how long did you and Allison date?
Oh, we were together for a good 8 months until we decided mutually to
online.
Break it up.
How do y'all make love online? How do y'all make love online?
Well, they don't. That's the whole thing. Like it's a more like.
Oh no! They talk dirty to each other and then they do that, and they breathe heavy on the phone. Is that it? I don't think I could go that round.
It's hard. I'll be honest with you. She was the longest distance I've ever had, but honestly, I've had people from from 200 miles in my state, and
oh my.
Those are just as hard.
I know that. So I want you to get your logo, girl.
I need to, but
he's
I haven't found
that.
Any.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on
any.
It.
He's working on that. He's working on that.
Okay, well, shit, I've been working on it for 2 months, and I just barely got me a date.
Well,
and I'm
I
working on it every day. Every day I'm on a hunt.
Oh,
every
wow.
Day.
Oh, I got to make mention of something that iShine fan just said in the chat room. She said, I've got you beat on this. I haven't been on a date since 95.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Wow. Oh, that's too long.
Yeah, you
oh
gotta get out, homegirl. You gotta get out.
No, no, you gotta get out.
Even if
not
like
all the time,
day,
but you gotta get
around.
Out.
Just go hang out. Go do stuff with your friends. You gotta get more social.
Yeah.
And then the day
social.
Yeah, if you're hanging out with your friends and doing your thing, the dates will come as long as you're out there and you're kind of social. I mean, don't you guys agree?
Absolutely. I find that I found Matthew and I wasn't even looking. It's when I stopped looking for a date, when I stopped looking for somebody that, you know, he was there. And it's been 9 years, you know. So I definitely believe that if you're not looking for somebody, if you're just being you, if you're being real with who you are, and you're out there and you're having fun and you're kind of enjoying life, people get that vibe. You don't have to come across as easy. You don't have to come across as flirtatious. If you're you, people are going to be attracted to you for being you, and they're going to want to see more of that.
Exactly.
Well, why do you think I've been me most of the time on AMC Press? I mean, shit. How many times have I ranted on that show now? Too many to count.
No.
Right.
Well,
right.
I'm going to get out and about. I'm not going to be roaming the streets all the time. But if somebody calls me and asks me for a date, and this was a date like at the last minute, you know, and I went and called got a babysitter, and I took her over there, and they're already over there waiting for me. But it takes me a while because I had to take Didi off, Nikki way over there on the other side of town, you know, where Chato lives. And I had to get him pizza and all this stuff, and it took me a while. I said, God, I forgot how to do all this babysitting stuff. I mean, she's just getting ready and going.
She's got my nephew.
I had to get a bag ready. I had to get everything ready.
She's got my nephew for the week. So he's on, was he on spring break or what is he? What is it?
Yeah, spring break.
So,
spring break, buddy. But I told him.
She's not used to having a baby.
Especially when she wants to go out on a date.
Well, see, this is a date, like, I'm going to meet him there. She's not going to pick me up because, you know, I haven't ever been out with him, so I got to.
Have you met him before?
Have you met him before?
Have you met him
before? Oh, yeah, 2 years ago. Look, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I met him. And we had drinks. So we was at this little bar, and he called me over there. He goes over there where I'm at, and he sits with me and everything. We start drinking, and we became friends. That night, we went dancing and everything, had a damn good time. Then I didn't see him no more for a long time. And then when did I run into him?
Okay.
The other day, I ran into him, and he says, girl, I've been looking for you all over the place. He said he wanted to stop at my house. He was passing by my house, he said, and he wanted to stop. He said, but I remember what you said. You will not open the door if you're not invited. And I don't. Can you believe this, man? 67 years old, running up and down my neighborhood, up and down the street.
He was driving up and down the street looking for you?
Because he wanted to stop. But I told him.
Oh.
When I first met him, I said, don't you ever come to my house and just stop, because I'm not going to open the door. I don't do that.
That's so welcome
so,
of you.
He said that one time he kept passing and passing and passing because he said, she's got to come outside sometimes.
Oh, wow. Of your dreams, and all this time, you could have been, like, hanging out with him, but you told him, like, you ran him off, and you were like, don't stop in my
actually, you got to tell guys that, because they will show up in your doorstep, knocking on the door, you know, that's, you know, because everything's just around the corner. They will come to your house unannounced, and you know I'm not going to, no, I don't think so. I got to be prepared.
Make a part of it. My hair rake.
What exactly goes into you preparing, Mom? Tell me, what is that? You have to put your face on.
Of course, that, and my cookies got to be washed and clean, and my hair's got to be washed and clean. Everything's got to be clean and stinky. I can't be seeing nobody like that all stinky and funky. What the hell's wrong?
Oh, God.
That's what I say.
Oh, man. Why don't I ask the questions? And just like,
you ask me, sister.
Now, I'm thinking you're going to say, I got to do my hair, I got to put the face on. I am not thinking about cookies.
Everything has got to be sniffy clean, everything.
Oh, man.
I feel fresh.
You just want me to be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe we shouldn't ask Mama everything. Maybe we should ask Mama certain questions.
No, I think Mama just wants to make me uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
Do you guys have these kind of conversations with your mom?
Let
me tell you something, guys. There's nothing in this world that me and my girls have not discussed at one time or another. They might not want to hear it, but I said, I am your teacher, and I'm going to teach y'all everything. Because y'all ain't going to be no dumb girls out there. Because when I was young, I was kind of dumb. Because I couldn't ask no questions. Because when I grew up, back in the day, if you ask them anything about sex or period, even having a menstrual period, oh, my God, you're grounded and they'd whip you. And they just didn't want to talk. They didn't want to tell you nothing. You have to just find out for yourself. I always said, if I have my kids, I'm going to teach them everything. And they know everything from me.
You know, we got a message from the chat room right now for Mama. Not a question, but a message from her, from iShine fan, just saying that you should do a daily show because you're so funny and cool.
Right. We're working our way up to that.
You're talking to one of the bosses there, the other boss. Y'all got to tell him. I'm ready to work. I tell him I'm ready. Y'all give me a morning rush hour whenever y'all want me to talk. I can have a conversation going. I'll get him home. Yeah. I'll get him to work safely. So I'll be happy.
Right. Oh, wow. So, you know, Mom, they always love to hear your weekly recipe. Do you have a weekly recipe that you can share with the audience, with the Uncensored Radio audience? Is there something that you make this week that you can share with us?
Well, I made a banana pudding. That's all I had time because I wasn't here. I was out of town, remember, in Dallas?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of fancy.
And in Dallas, I didn't even get to cook because I was just there overnight and then I had to get gone in the next day, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I made a big banana pudding for my friend that he's real sick and he can't. He's a diabetic. He shouldn't even eat my banana pudding. I said, I hope you don't go into a coma because if this is what you wanted, I got it for you here. Eat it up.
Oh, my God. How are you going to make a diabetic sweet?
Well, he wanted it. You know what? If you want me for something, I'll give it to you.
Oh, man. You don't have to do that.
No, but his wife said, I'm just going to give it to him little at a time. I said, okay, whenever he wants to eat it. He's sick. He needs to get better. He might get better. Who knows? That banana pudding.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
That's what I made this week.
Okay, well, that's good. So is there anything special that you do for your banana pudding? I mean, is it just like, you know, banana pudding, wafers?
Yeah, and I put different kind of wafers. I don't just put the vanilla wafers. I put different ones, different cookies. It's always different, but that's how I do it.
Okay.
And put Cool Whip, and then put Cool Whip, and put pecans, and all kinds of stuff. You can just make banana pudding. It's not just banana. You can add all kinds of stuff. Make it better.
Okay.
Any of you have
a question for Ask Mama? We're almost down to 6 minutes left. Christian, Topher, any of you guys?
Well, I do have...
Be careful with your eyes, because I'm very truthful.
One.
Okay, cool, go ahead. Okay.
With your banana pudding, do you put anything else in there, like anything that Jeff and Kat would love?
Yeah, who would like?
That Jeff and Kat. Do you put any booze in your banana pudding?
You know what? I've soaked my cookies in rum and
there you go.
Brandy. I sure have the little cookies. And look, the ones that are the best to soak in that are those, like, those coconut that are, like, real soft. You got to buy them at the and they're, like, real soft. They're called coconut something. But they're like that, and you can soak them in some rum, vodka, and then put the cookies in that, and the banana, honey, you'll get the party going. I did that. And I did that for a wake.
Had
everybody
happy.
I made those for the
like
wake, for a wake. Yeah,
what was it again? It's for, like, a funeral.
After the rosary. That's it. Like, after the rosary, we had, a little buffet thing, and I put the banana. Everybody was happy. There was this little old lady. She kept telling her grandbaby, "Go give me some more of that pudding, yeah. That sure is good." They had to help her out of the house because she couldn't walk. That poor lady.
You got mom. You're supposed to get old people drunk.
Yeah,
she wasn't like drunk, but she liked that banana pudding.
You're like, you're giving the diabetic. You're giving the diabetic sugar, and you're giving the elderly liquor. Come on, mom.
She had a family there.
She had a designated driver.
Oh, God.
Well, I like that fun. You know me, Ashley.
I know you do. You do. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. So, guys, any questions? You, Topher, Christian, anything?
So, when you go dancing, I know you're Spanish. Do you go like Latin dancing? Do you do like salsa, or do you go someplace where you can have a conversation?
I'll have a conversation, but this is tonight. They play everything in this place. They play anything: rock and roll, salsa, cumbia, country, you name it, baby, and I'm ready. I got my dancing boots on.
Got your dancing boots on. Now, do you prefer
most comfortable
like,
ones ever?
Do you like get in a conversation and then you go dancing?
The what?
No. Do you get in a conversation and then dance?
We're going to have a conversation, but you better get up and dance. I didn't come to, for conversation. You come to the house and have coffee. I come to dance. That's what I'm telling you. But if you have a conversation, you better get his ass up on the dance floor and dance, because I can have conversation at home.
I thought there was no coming home, Viola.
No. When he comes to visit, we can have conversation at home. Well, right now we're gonna dance. This is a place where you dance. You get down and dirty over here. This is where you show all your steps. Y'all should have a camera here. Can you imagine having me on film? Ask Mama.
Oh man,
be honest. No, we have fun.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't think the world is ready.
Next time you come, I'm bringing you to this bar. Ashley, next time you come in here, and I'm going to take you to this Midland bar. It's a biker bar because everybody wants to meet you, and I'm taking you there, girl. So you better be ready.
Biker bar.
All right.
And I'll have all your rags and everything on when we go to the biker bar. You're going to look like a biker girl, too.
No, I am not. I don't do that.
You know, I do
only glamour. I'll go, but I'm not changing my swagger. I'm sorry.
No. You can still you might even want to buy them the Harley boots, man. They're so pretty and sexy. You should see them.
Oh my gosh. I'll just go and observe. How about that?
No, you gotta have the outfits.
You don't have to dress in a biker outfit to go to a biker bar.
Well, you have to do that. Well, you can look glamorous. Let me tell you, your mama doesn't look, I don't look raunchy, honey. I am nothing but glam.
I know you don't. I know you are.
All my stuff has bling, bling everywhere.
Yeah.
I got more silver on me and bling, bling on me than those bikes have it. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? We're down to 1 minute.
You know
minute.
I can dress, Ashley.
I know you do. You look great. We're down to 1 minute, so what I think I've learned today is that before my mom goes out on a date, she has to wash her cookie. I also learned that I am going to a biker bar the next time I'm with her.
And I'm bringing you to this bar so you can dance all kinds of music.
Right. She's going to try to bedazzle me. And did you, well, I don't know what else. The cookie thing just threw me off.
I've
been out of it ever since. What did you learn, Topher?
I learned that Karen Ashes should never ask her mom questions that she does not want to know the answers to. That's right,
Karen.
That's how I'm about
it. I also had a kind of an idea. Well, tomorrow is AMC Press on UCR, so maybe Mama could come on and give us the front of how her date went.
Kat, are you ready?
Absolutely. We'll have to have her back on. We'll hear all about it next week.
That's what she said.
Good night. Good night, guys.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Good night,
y'all.
Good night,
love you.
Good night, Mama. Bye-bye.
Good night, love you.
Bye-bye.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this?
You see.